This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Totally Tasteless Tuesdays. Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbish.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I call the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNay.
Thank you, bitch!
Watch your language, bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh, woo!
Woo! Yes! Yes! Come on, man!
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh, my God, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did say
scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard, bad boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. Everybody.
Hello, boss.
What do you mean evening?
Good
what
evening.
If they're like in Hawaii?
Well, then they are in a way different time zone.
Right.
If you're on the West Coast, it's only 3 p.m.
I know.
If you're here on the East Coast, it's 6 p.m., which means it's time for the Ham Radio Show, the uncrowned kings of reality radio, live right here on the UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com, as well as countless other multiple huge named internet radio stations. Good evening.
That's right.
718-577-1389. Plus, of course, Facebook Live. The Facebook Live suite is going fully functional as we are. Danny's on. What do you want, Danny? Are you on?
I am making an Instagram post.
So
right
we're
now,
on
sir.
Instagram as well. We are the social butterflies.
Are we allowed to do this on Instagram?
Can you do this on Instagram? He's trying
to
ask you.
Oh, okay.
I would like to do that. Here, Billy, take some of this lube that we got from Fleshlight and just jerk my finger off onto the Instagram.
Mm.
No.
Please?
No.
How about you just do it for me in private?
No.
Mean.
You just slide mean. Right up.
If you're too lazy to jerk off your own finger, you're out of luck, Tom.
718-577-1389. Phone lines are open. Like I said before, good evening.
Can we offend the Piccolo?
Yes, we can if we want to.
Very good.
We're going to watch the Brian Piccolo story?
God, they're already wackadoos.
I love Brian Piccolo.
I like playing the Piccolo. I played Piccolo with my butthole.
Yeah.
I put the Piccolo in my butt and I fart.
That was sort of a gay football movie, you know? Well,
it was a heartbreaking story.
Well, yeah.
Si, senor.
Si, yeah, senor. Come on, stop, bitches.
I don't want to make fun of the dead.
Well, yeah. Then don't talk about yourself.
Okay.
You're only dead from the neck up.
Come back and kick your ass.
Apparently, I have no Facebook love.
Yeah. We have Facebook love.
I said, I have no Facebook love.
No way loves you. Oh. Debbie's in there. Nick's in there.
Yeah, they say we're getting an echo on
Trish
Facebook.
Is in there. Well, who's getting an echo?
Debbie and Nick.
Well, turn off the cameras there.
My cameras are off. I have nothing.
There is no echo. I don't hear an echo. Does anyone else hear an echo?
I don't hear an echo.
I don't hear ourselves coming through anywhere else.
Is that other microphone open?
Which other microphone? No, it's off.
Yeah. Okay.
All the other microphones are off. I only have 1, 2, 3, and 6 open.
It's all probably right. That Canadian air up there. You get a lot
it's
of.
It's a little thin up there.
Yeah, you get a lot of Canadian air up there.
But I'm trying to hear Nick. Nick from Nick now. Now you have an echo too.
Who?
Nick has an echo.
Nick, yeah.
I don't know how this happened.
It's bouncing around.
No, it was just
antlers.
His text.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for that.
He has a text echo. How do you text an echo?
I don't know.
Echo, hello.
You push the button.
People,
twice.
We need you. Can I just to our people in the Facebook Live suite?
Yeah.
Can you guys understand that we need you? If there is a problem,
oh yeah, we don't know.
We
about
actually
it.
Need you. So if you guys are just fucking around, and you're not helping us,
go fuck yourself.
You know, make us the highest level of lowbrow comedy.
That's us.
That's out there on the radio today. You're kind of fucking us up.
Yeah.
You're like anchors. You're dragging us down.
Word.
And it's enough. I have these guys. I don't need you guys to do that, too.
That's right.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Sweet bag of Jesus on the pole.
Uh-huh.
It's our second time doing this two-hour show, by the way.
I like this two-hour show.
The two-hour show is fast and furious.
It feels kind of fast, though. It's true.
I am a fat Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Billy's The Rock.
I am.
Danny is Michelle Rodriguez.
Ay, caramba.
Ah, si. He's bisexual. He likes the cock and he likes the puss. So Danny's Michelle Rodriguez and Joe is the car.
Ah, Joe Topo Gijo.
Yes. I'm going to put a banana in his tailpipe.
Hello, Eddie.
I go fall with no banana in my tailpipe, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's bullshit, man.
By the way.
You ever do that, by the way?
Let's just get this out of the way. On today's show, Martin
Casaus,
a.k.a. Marty the Moth from Lucha Underground will be here
sounds
today.
Like Dracula word.
Casaus. It sounds like a sauce that you put on a taco.
Oh, yeah.
I put a little Casaus on there, man. Put a little Casaus on there.
Casaus sauce.
Marty the Moth, a.k.a. Marty the Moth from Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network.
That's good.
Will be here today. Also, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week. This is a big one.
Yeah.
It's a big one because we got... We have her fake vagina staring right at me
she
on the flashlights.
She gave us toys.
We have toys. We got lube. Billy got, not Billy, Joe got t-shirts.
T-shirts.
It's all kinds of crazy shit. Fleshlight.com.
And
from our
bitches.
Friends at Fleshlight.com and Vixen.com.
Yeah. Vixen?
Vixen.com. The fine people that do her movies. She's exclusively a Vixen. I believe it's a Vixen Angel.
Yeah.
Is what her classification is.
Yeah.
Let me tell you right now, she doesn't look... Like the atypical porn star, Danny, by the way, in the Facebook Live suite is showing you the Fleshlight.
That's right.
We got two. We got some porn. We got some lube. I mean, we got everything going on here today. Because when you have a big name in the porno world, they send you some of nice ace on that one.
Yeah.
I didn't look at the whole box.
Yeah, no, really. Not.
I only looked at certain areas of the box.
Yeah. You got to look at the whole box. You
sorry.
Take it
the whole box
in.
And nothing but the box will help you guys.
If you don't look at the whole box, Danny, show them the vagina.
It's her box. It's essentially her box in a box.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so that's pretty cool.
It's actually in a tube.
It's double box.
No, it's a box in her box. Oh. It's a box here.
Oh, is that in the
and
tube?
It's her box that they morphed.
Uh-huh.
Joe is a
and
old...
your dick can be in her box.
Well, that's what I was saying. Today, exclusively here on the Ham Radio Show, from the fine people of Vixen.com, yeah. For the Spank Bank Girl of the Week for the... You know how we normally have a pictorial?
Yeah.
Today on the show, we have a movie.
A video.
You can watch the movie. Let me tell you right now, the people of Vixen... Fine, amazing product.
Yeah.
It is like the most high quality porn you can watch. It's got stories. It's got cinematography, for Christ's sake. I think there's a musical score.
No way.
I think the guy from Star Wars does the music. Cool. What is it? The guy with the orchestra. What's his name?
C-3PO.
Not C-3PO, you fuck. John Williamson, who's the guy that did the Superman theme?
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah. That guy. That he does guy. The, there's a lot of,
Eric
a lot
the
of, not Eric the Red. There's a lot of stuff.
Henry Mancini.
Not Henry Mancini. God damn it.
Bono's Christian Anderson.
It's not Hans Christian Andersen, nor is it Bono.
Bono.
I don't know who I'm thinking of. I know I'm thinking of the old guy who did the Star Wars theme. Anywho.
Toscanini.
Not Toscanini. That guy.
Beethoven?
I'm not even going to address you anymore. You see, I'm not going to address you. I'm just going to move forward. I'm not going to get in this rut that you guys want to put me in.
You're already there.
I'm already in the rut. I don't need your help in the rut.
Yeah,
God damn it.
Like a car stuck in the snow.
Anywho, they have we have a fine movie now that you can watch. And if you go out and get a fleshlight with the lovely, the Kendra Sunderland fleshlight, Vixen.com model, the signature collection.
Go out.
You get some fleshlight lube.
Yeah.
Which is right here. You put it inside the old fleshlight areno, and you go, what they say, to town while watching the movie.
Woo-hoo.
So, that is some good stuff. John Williams, thank you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Uncle Jerry. And I believe Jerry might, of course Jerry's going to call in now. That's what that
is. Of course,
is.
Yes.
See how he knew. He knew. So now he's like, you guys owe me.
We should give Jerry a prize.
Jerry can always, if Jerry wants one, I think Jerry knows Kendra.
Oh, he does.
Because Jerry's in the same circles that I'm in.
Okay.
So I think Jerry would love a fleshlight.
He goes around in circles like you, huh?
Yes. Hi, guys. That's because I'm stuck in that fucking rut.
I don't want to tell you.
What, Billy?
Horrible, giant, just being the person in the middle of that.
It's not, we're not playing Ookie Cookie, you fuck. We're just playing, we're in the same circles. We run in the same circles.
Oh, yeah.
You
it's
don't
not a circle,
run
jerk. Okay, I waddle in the same circles.
Yeah.
It's not the thing.
Hey, is it possible to bring the fleshlight to orgasm?
I don't believe there is any form of secretion that the fleshlight can have, but I will read you the back of the box.
How do you know if it's satisfied?
I believe the fleshlight will always be satisfied.
Because
what
it
makes
falls
it...
off.
If you're doing it right,
By the way, I love the way they write this on the back of the box.
What's that?
The Kendra Sunderland by Fleshlight.
Yeah.
Feel every one of Kendra Sunderland's intimate folds and curves in her super skin sleeve created from her actual body casting. Exactly. And infused with her signature angel texture in an exclusive pearl scent case.
Hey, for the kinky, do they have the butt?
They have Fleshlight has tons of stuff.
Oh.
Fleshlight also, and there's a secondary company called Fleshjack.
I think we might have a Fleshjack.
We probably still do in that box.
Used it.
The Fleshjack was the gay stuff. Fleshjack is the gay stuff. Fleshlight is the heterosexual stuff. Or lesbian. Because I'm quite sure I don't see how a lesbian would enjoy a fleshlight. Munching down on a fleshlight.
Why not?
Because you can't really, you're not going to get any enjoyment of just licking.
Foam rubber.
Yeah, foam rubber, even though it's not foam rubber.
It's
high quality.
Yeah.
That synthetic stuff that they made in it feels like real skin.
It really
it's
foam rubber.
It's a never ending lollipop.
Yeah, it's not the same.
That's an all day sucker, folks.
But the Fleshjack Joe had butts and
it's true, yeah.
Because they have them, they have the butthole.
Uh-huh.
They had a butthole and then Fleshjacks have the cocks of the gay porn stars.
Uh-huh.
So we had didn't we give Dylan Ryder? Wasn't that part of the room service?
Weren't it?
Didn't we give her a dick? No, it was from the gay dude's dick.
Right, there were the twins.
We gave one to somebody.
No, but I think we gave that to Dylan Ryder. I think we gave her because
or maybe the Joe's secret friend over there on that trip that we took.
Oh yeah, probably the old bird probably took it. Pervy the clown in there as well today. Saying honk honk back at you,
neighbor.
Oh wait, do I have my? I do have a honk honk for you there, Pervy. It's not the same as yours.
Oh, my God.
Pervy's doing a lot of stuff
lately. I think you just cursed at him with that whole
thing. I might have. I speak Harpo. Yeah. Everything's fine.
That's good.
Don't worry about it. It's got a pretty goddamn full show today.
Yeah.
There's tons of stuff in the news and stuff, other stuff we need to get into.
Up of the nude?
Not nude, in the news.
Oh, okay.
That we need to get into. Do we want to go political this early? Or do we want to go into the I don't get it things?
I like the I don't get it because
I don't get it
because I don't get it.
That's right up your alley.
You want to rev up?
I don't get it. I really
okay,
don't.
I do have a question.
Okay,
that kind of needs to be answered. I guess we can go delve into this one little piece at a time because why the hell not?
Okay,
it's what we do on the show. It's how we make everything. Work a lot better for everybody.
Okay.
Is it?
It is.
Are we sure?
We try anyway.
Okay.
It's how we make things better.
Sure.
Do you know how to make things better?
Yeah.
Hit it with a hammer.
You can hit things with a hammer. That's sure. That is one way.
You can take Alka-Seltzer.
You can take Alka-Seltzer. Yeah, it's Alka-Seltzer to the rescue, maybe.
Yeah, I know. Hot
Button Topics. So hot.
All right. So one of the hot button topics that's floating around that's out there right now, and you can actually jump in if you want to, 718-577-1389. One of the hot button topics, has everyone seen the promotional stuff for the brand new Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, yeah, I saw the commercials.
The live version of Beauty and the Beast. Emma Watson
looks
is in
really
it.
Cool.
From, Harry Potter fame.
Yeah.
Is in the movie.
She got hot. Didn't she get hot?
She's gotten hot. She's been hot, Joe.
Well, as a kid, yeah.
She has done a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah, but not now she's hot.
She blossomed a while ago.
Oh, she did, yeah.
You just finally got the video. Well, that's all.
I'm still watching Harry Potter.
He's still getting fucking faxes. Yeah. What are you talking about fucking videos?
The Sorcerer's Stone.
Why don't we fox him?
Yeah.
Let's fox him.
Okay.
What do you mean the sorcerer is stoned?
You think she'll do porn?
Hopefully. All right, we're getting off track. We're getting off fucking topic here. So Beauty and the Beast is coming out, and they have, in the original cartoon, if you remember, did everyone here see the cartoon, yes or no? I know Billy probably has it because he's too tough.
Yeah, I got it.
He knows kids and everything.
I have it on VHS.
Right, yeah. But you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
You know they're very valuable, don't you?
Have you seen it, Billy? I know I'm assuming, but have you seen it?
I've purchased it for my niece and nephew, but I never watched it.
Of course not, because why would you be helpful in this conversation? In the movie, there is a character in the cartoon who helps out the sidekick of Gaston. Gaston being the vain, egotistical, big muscle-bound doof.
Yeah, right.
The villain that wants Belle because she's the one that keeps turning him down,
right.
And he doesn't get turned down. He wrecks all the pussy.
He gets all the
in all the fairy tale world.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to suck on Gaston's cock. That's what they want.
King Poon.
Yes. And he sings a song about it, the whole nine yards, about all the women, except for Belle.
I feel pretty.
Well, besides that, that's not the song. But anywho, there's also, in the same movie, he has his little sidekick, and the little sidekick is pretty much, kind of gives the illusion and the persuasion that he's a little light in the loafers, as they say, gay.
Oh, yeah.
G-H-E-Y. Gay.
I didn't get that, because of course you don't get it
because it's just an underlying thing.
Okay.
That's in, like, because he's doing it, like, because he has feelings for Gaston, but like, kind of.
He wants to fuck Gaston.
Exactly. In the old,
it's sort of like Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
Close. Less musical. But he wants to fuck him in the old brown tailpipe. But anywho, that's neither here nor there. Now, brings us to the live version.
He wants Gaston's fleshlight ass.
Hi-yo! Maybe that's a good callback, Danny. Good tie-in. In the new live version, there was a character played by Josh Gad, which is that character. His name escapes me right now. If someone can look it up. Of course, it can't be Danny because he has no form of computer. Billy, if you can, look up the
Absolutely
character.
Absolutely not.
Please, the character names in Beauty and the Beast. Look up the gay character in Beauty and the Beast. Google that.
Yeah, why not?
And then get me the information. The character that Josh Gad plays in the movie is gay. Officially gay. He's the first Disney character to ever be homosexual.
Walt
and
Disney.
And out and out homosexual.
Walt Disney's got to be turning over in his grave.
Well, no. No,
he was the most heterosexual guy you ever want to meet.
Yes, but first off and foremost, the only reason why Walt Disney would turn over his grave is if he was Jewish.
Yeah,
and gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it'd be, whoa, shit.
Lefou, I don't know if I'm spelling this, but it's L-E-F-O-U.
All right. Well, that character,
Lefou.
He's very lefe.
Apparently, it's only like one moment.
That's where I'm getting at. It's one moment. Here's where the controversy lies.
Okay.
There are states in this very fucking country.
In the union.
In the union of the United States of America.
Yeah.
That are refusing to play the movie.
Oh, get out of here.
Refusing to play the movie because the guy is gay. For a split second, he has like a boyfriend in the movie, and it's a split second. Now, there are also other countries
Malaysia,
who,
here.
There you go. Hey, Billy has the timing of a fucking, oh, look at him. He's fucking good.
Yeah, everybody's gay in Malaysia.
But in Malaysia, don't they do all kinds of fucked
Yes,
up
but they
shit
don't promote it. That's their whole thing. So now.
Isn't this where like all those sex pervs go on?
No, they go to Bangkok. No. Bring the microphone a little closer to you.
That's Thailand.
Thailand, Bangkok. Just
because
it's got the word
islands,
cock in it.
They go there.
But anywho, Malaysia is now the newest one on the laundry list of fucking countries that are saying, go fuck yourself, we're not showing this movie.
Oh my.
Now, I don't understand where the problem is. Here's my point. 80% of the movie is bestiality.
Yeah.
But that you're okay with.
Yeah.
She's falling in love with a bear cow.
A moose.
You know, it's got horns. He's got fucking, he's a bear pig moose cow thing.
Sure.
You fall in love. It's okay that the woman falls in love with an animal.
Yeah.
But two guys maybe kissing.
They gotta do
like
doggy. They do doggy style.
Exactly. It's too much. He's got a little red rocket. She rubs his belly and fucking beast red rocket comes out. Two fucking dudes, possibly interchanging and exchanging some love between two men. Like a, not even a fucking, he's not blowing them. There's not a scene where he frantically blows them.
They're not swapping spit for seconds upon seconds. Nobody made a big deal when Isaiah Thomas.
What?
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas kissed Magic fucking Johnson.
Well, they worried after the fact when he kissed Magic Johnson.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying.
After Johnson came out, he said that he had HIV and fucking he still kissed him anyway. It was like a...
Yeah, he tongued him.
It was not that shit. Gave a fuck.
Did they show Family Guy in these countries?
Probably not.
Because that is nothing but bestiality in there. Brian dates humans and bangs humans.
Yeah.
And he's a dog.
I'm just trying to understand if 80% of the movie is fucking, because remember, he does change at the end. Sorry, spoiler alert. He does go back to being
God
a human.
Damn, now I'm not going to watch it.
I know, I just ruined it for you.
Yeah, like nobody ever
now
heard
the
story
tell
before.
Tell me the lady that was asleep wakes up when the fucking prince kisses her too, right?
Wow,
that's called Sleeping Beauty. If you're going to do the joke, at least get the name of the movie. And Snow White fucks all the dwarves.
Well, eventually when you give him
That I've seen. I've seen the Italian version.
Hi-yo.
Bill, eventually the chloroform will wear off and they'll start to wake up. Sleeping Beauty. He's telling her.
Well, you have to build the joke, Danny. You can't just fucking randomly throw it. What are you, Cosby? You can't just throw in a chloroform joke in the middle of a party. You have to fucking at least tell us what you're going with. God damn it, Danny. You ruin everything. Anywho, my whole point is, I just had to get this point out, is to explain. Danny. I don't understand. This is one of those things I don't get.
Yeah.
That how the fuck if a movie that's about bestiality is not the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is two dudes might kiss at one particular moment in the movie and becoming the official first Disney gay character.
Hasn't anybody ever gone to France?
No. They've never done.
None of the world.
Nothing happens in Malaysia. It's all fucking crazy.
Is SpongeBob a Disney character?
No, SpongeBob is not gay, nor a Disney character.
Oh, he's supposed to be gay.
No. In your opinion, he's gay. He's not gay.
Well, from what I was told, SpongeBob was created by two gay guys sitting on a couch, stoned out of their minds.
He's not a gay guy. It's the guy that pirate thing in the beginning. It's the guy that created SpongeBob.
All I know, that's what I was told. I don't know if it's true or not because I never researched it. But so, that's what I was
I'll just
told.
Throw it out on the radio and just say, hey, by the way, this is what I've heard.
I heard that too.
This moron behind me saying he's gay. You're saying it's two gay guys on a couch who are high as fuck.
And they came up with the whole concept and idea.
Why do we do these shows?
But who gives a fuck if they're gay?
I don't care. It's not the point.
It's entertaining. It's entertaining.
It's not the point that he's gay. It's the point. First off, it's a musical. I'm surprised there's not more gays in this thing. It's a musical.
That's right.
Second off, it's about bestiality, and everyone seems okay with that. So just let it slide.
Everyone's singing and dancing.
Like a man's cock and another man's asshole. Just
what a
let
dirty,
it.
Filthy mind you got.
It slide is all I'm saying. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. When we return from Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network and now on Netflix.
That's right.
The one and only Marty the Moth, a.k.a. Martin Casaus.
That's the guy.
When we return here on The Big Show, we'll be right back after these words. Come on, baby.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo, check us out.
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Ham Radio will be right back after this. But first, here's your weekly sex tip from Dr. Deb Leno.
Here's a sex tip for you today. Don't have sex all the time right before you go to bed. The reason is because at the end of the day, a lot of people, and mostly women, don't want to have sex. They've already had their whole day, and now it's one more thing to do. So if you want to have more sex with your partner, if you want to have better sex with your partner, pick different times of the day or earlier on in the evening, a Saturday afternoon, a Sunday afternoon. Stop going to bed wanting and waiting to have sex with your partner because it will not be the best sex. So for better sex, stop having sex at the end of the night.
For more information on Dr. Deborah Leno, visit YourSexDoc.com and check out Eat Clean, Think Dirty with Dr. Deborah Leno and Dana Myers right here on the Unfiltered Radio Network. Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
We want to see what comes out of your mouth. Call us 718-577-1389. Why are you getting a new goddamn number anyway? Yeah.
Anything's possible with Commander Cuckoo Bananas in charge.
This is Ham Radio, and my God, it's so gay!
If you mean the old English definition of fun, enjoyable, and carefree, then yes, it's extremely gay.
I think they meant the other definition.
You're listening to Ham Radio. We're more than just TNA.
Are you very sure you're not homosexual?
Hello, everybody in New York. It's Tom Green. You know, I've kissed Pierce Brosnan before, you know, kinda. And I've had milk right from the cow's udder. Not sure why I'm telling you this, but there's no way I'd ever do either with Uncle Eddie. You're listening to Ham Radio.
I want to hear the loony loon. The funny, funny loon loon.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.
Hit it. Yes!
Show. Good evening. Live. UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. Come on.
I want to rock right now. I'm Rob Bass and I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone. So I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay away from me if you're contagious.
Waiting on Mark Casals to call us from Lucha Underground. Okay. By the way, just in case, give you a heads up, Netflix announced today that Lucha Underground Seasons 1 and 2 are now available for your binge-watching pleasure.
That's probably what's going to happen. You start on the one just to see what's going on, and then boom, next thing you know, you've watched the two seasons, and you're like, wow, this was good. Give me more.
Damn right. So Lucha and Chill, Netflix.com. Come on. I love meth. I mean, yeah, like meth.
Just a little. So why does it take two to make Pop-Tarts right? That's what I want to know.
What was your question?
Why does it take two to make Pop-Tarts right?
It doesn't. It takes two to make a thing go right.
Oh.
It could take two of those gay dudes in Beauty and the Beast movie, or it can do what it does normally.
Or it could take answering the phone.
We could do that as well. Let's see. Martin. Is this Martin?
You know it is.
Yeah! Round of applause! Marty the Moth! A.K.A. Martin Casals.
Yes, sir.
B-E-A-U-T-I-F-L. I love that entrance.
Damn right. I practiced.
Breaking up on me.
Can you hear me, Martin?
Yes, I can now.
There you go. Martin, can you hear me? Wait, who's this?
I don't know, but they don't say.
Well, they go away. I don't know who that is. Martin is Martin Casals. I've been practicing his last name just so I don't fuck it up.
There you go.
Hey, that would be one person. Most podcasts make it up pretty hard.
Yeah, most people screw it up. That's the problem. Most people fuck it up. And every time, every little interview that I've seen Martin do, they're like, oh, it's Martin Casals, Martin Casals. They never get the guy's name right. How the fuck do you, I understand that's
probably. Well, what's worse, it's a Mexican name. I work for a company that works for AAA, and I went to AAA and wrestled in Mexico, and they said Martin Cashew. It doesn't look like Cashew at all.
Martin Cashew. You should have came out and just went, "Hey, you like these nuts?" That's what you should have done.
Well, it was 4 days after the president just got elected. He talked about building a wall, and I was 4 blocks from it, so probably not.
Probably not. Don't want to get them cashews stuck on the wall. Don't want to do that. They, we made the announcement here, but you're here, by the way, because Lucha Underground debuting seasons 1 and 2 on Netflix. So now you have the El Rey Network for the new stuff, the old stuff you got on Netflix. I mean, that's a huge, huge, monstrous friggin' thing for Lucha Underground to do.
I think that's a huge thing for wrestling, period.
Oh, monstrously, yeah, because it actually puts the WWE Network on notice that there's going to be other people and other ways to get the product out there to the consumer.
The WWE has, 3 million subscribers? Netflix has 84 million or something like that. Yeah. So I like those numbers.
I like them odds is all I'm saying. I like them odds. Now, how did this deal get struck? Do you even know, what was the because El Rey Network is only on in certain – I mean, now it's on a lot more homes. Because I remember when we had Matt Stryker on and Matt was talking about how many that they just, at that point, had just picked up Vios as the, somebody to put on the network. Because I have Vios, and I finally can now watch without trying to bootleg and figure out how to get to it, to watch Lucha Underground, which is on Wednesdays. So right after tonight's show, go watch Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network and see the new episodes on the El Rey Network. Now, how did they make that leap? How did we go from the El Rey Network to Netflix?
I think they finally realized Lucha Underground is the top show on El Rey Network. And in order for you to get people to want to watch El Rey, you're going to have Lucha Underground seen by more eyes. So I don't know how the logistics of the big wigs and the guy who has bigger paychecks than I do, all how well happened. But we had rumors of this forever. I don't know if you guys saw the lovely dirt sheets, which is always true.
Yeah.
We had rumors of this last year.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. We've been hearing rumblings of this stuff for I don't know how long, through the dirt sheets, through all the internet websites and all the BS. Everybody's been like talking about it, and they're, and Lucha Underground actually had a shirt made up. If you go to like one of those, wrestling t-shirt places, and you can get the shirt, and the shirt was, Lucha and Chill, very similar to the Netflix and Chill, you know, trademark. So it was very, everyone was like, you know, chomping at the bit, and then the announcement was made, and then today it became official. It is a giant step in the right direction, I think, for Lucha Underground, which I think, by far, has one of the best products that's out there.
Well, I appreciate that. I totally agree.
Yeah, totally agree. I'm shocked that Marty the Moth, who's on the show, totally agrees that the show that he's on is amazing. Because it is. That by itself. I mean,
I try not to become, I associate myself with shit. So I heard you swear, so I can swear now.
Yeah, you can swear, dude. Just watch what you fucking say, because we don't like a lot of people fucking cursing. They say shit and fucking shit, and we don't like a lot of people fucking cursing. So just watch what you fucking say, okay?
I love that.
There you go.
I love this interview already.
That was my disclaimer. There you go. Well, because speaking of a lot of shit, we gotta backtrack some shit. We need to talk about how you were on Tough Enough.
Right.
You were on that new version of Tough Enough that came out. When it was on the USA Network, right?
What was it, 2011?
Yeah, it was 2011 with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And now, here's the part where I fucking say something stupid, which is, there's going to be a bunch of those times, but here's the part, at least I'm announcing that I'm going to say something stupid. I don't remember Martin as much, like, because now when you watch Marty the Moth, or you've seen Martin Casau's in-ring ability, and you've seen in other places besides Lucha Underground, and you've seen him wrestle in other places, because I've watched a lot of tape on you, I've seen a lot of stuff, and I'm talking about, like, I've backtracked to when you had, like, this, when you were Martin the Great, and you had all these other characters and everything else. You stand out like a sore thumb, because you are a big dude, you're very personable. And I vaguely remember you from Tough Enough. What the hell happened? Why didn't you win Tough Enough?
I was actually kicking the hell out of everybody, to tell you the truth.
Right.
I was actually the favorite to win, and then I had a freak accident where my ankle broke out of nowhere.
Ooh. Yeah, Billy's saying, Billy, you have the injury update?
Well, that I know, because I was reading that, and he holds a distinction as on Tough Enough as the only person to ever do his own hanging up his belt.
Oh, because he was actually injured, so you did it yourself.
He never was in the bottom three. He was always just, he was going to make it.
How did you hurt yourself, though? What happened?
Man, I watched that tape like 7 million times.
Yeah.
It was a freak accident. It was a pin drill. One guy lays there, and then all the rest of the roster pin him. He kicks out. You cover the guy. You walk out of the ring. That's it. That is the most safe drill day one of wrestling practice.
Pretty much.
I pinned the guy. I got up. I walked out. And I heard a pop on my left leg. And there it went. That's what happened.
So I have no idea.
What
was the actual injury? How severe was the ankle injury that you couldn't compete anymore?
I have two metal pins in my ankle still.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
That's pretty serious.
And if you watch him wrestle on Lucha Underground, he's like a bleeding pig, for fuck's sake. When he wrestles in Lucha Underground. He fights men flipping off balconies, and he's dressed like a soldier, and he's just covered in blood by the end of the match. Wow. And he's performing. Like, this guy can perform. Marty the Moth, a.k.a. Martin Casals, a.k.a. whatever the fuck you want to call it. Let's just call him Martin. This guy is a phenomenal athlete in the ring. Like, he does a lot of stuff. Like, he's funny. He has all the gimmicks working. And a bullshit, it shows you, because Billy used to be a wrestler, too. It shows you that, like, the simplistic stuff sometimes can snap you in the ass.
Sure, yeah.
It's usually that. It's just what gets everybody else.
Wow.
Matt Cross. Son of Havoc. He just broke his, out in his fibula or something, like one of the badass ones hard to break on your leg. He broke it doing a moonsault. The guy does shooting star presses off the top rope through tables on top of people. The guy does all these crazy flips, and he breaks it on a standard something moonsault.
He was in the catering line, and he slipped.
Yeah, exactly. Then he put on his boots. He slipped.
Yeah, he was in the craft services in the backstage, and he slipped on some butter.
I'll tell you, boy.
Somebody was having a bagel.
Well, you say that most accidents happen in the shower.
Exactly.
Know?
It's bullshit. That's what I'm saying. It's bullshit because you have to imagine, though, and then I get all horoscopy and I get all new agey because you have to look at it this way. If Martin Casaus doesn't break the ankle, mm-hmm. right? And he goes on to WWE because he damn sure probably would have won Tough Enough from what everything that Billy's just showing me now. Mm-hmm. You would have damn sure won Tough Enough. So now if you win Tough Enough, then we don't have the evolution. Like you don't get more. I understand that. Like if you got to the WWE, it would have been outstanding, but you got seasoned in the independence and you became more of a all-around wrestler, a great, be a technician, be a funny comedic wrestler, be it all that, from learning the craft, but you never would have learned the craft as much if you didn't break your fucking ankle.
I actually, my sole goal at that time of Tough Enough was to make it to the WWE. I think me breaking my ankle on some bullshit standing there was God's way of saying, you need to go to Lucha Underground, because after that, I had a whole attitude change.
There you go.
Now it was all, now I want to get back in the ring, but my attitude is 100% different than, hey, I want to do this because this is fun. No, but I want to do this because I'm freaking good at it. I can do very well at it, and I can become some income's Marty the Moth from Creepy Ass Little Bastard, and here I am. Yeah.
Now, what's Marty the Moth's contract look like? Is he Marty the Moth going to be eligible to jump ship one day? And would you jump ship to, say, an Impact Wrestling, a Ring of Honor, or a would you go right to the WWE? If someone else came calling first, would you go?
There's already been calls.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not going to say which one, but one of those that you just mentioned, there's already been calls, a talk and says, hey, if you didn't have if it doesn't work out for you at Lucha or you want to go somewhere else, your doors are open. We would like you. So that has already been happening. However, the way I look at it is the WWE's always been the Mecca, but Lucha Underground, I feel like as long as the locker room doesn't change in the background, I have so much fun at Lucha Underground. Why would I want to go somewhere else? I have so many other business things going on with my supplement company, what I do at home, my rental properties, etc., that I am doing just fine monetarily.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so, he's a fucking entrepreneur, this guy over here. He does 9 million. He has 9 million jobs.
Terrific.
I got a goal of being a millionaire by the time I'm 35. That gives me 3 more years.
And it's
looking good.
That's my point. Lucha Underground, it's fun. That's the whole thing. It's fun.
I enjoy it. Every time I was doing WWE stuff, I've done WWE stuff for years. I felt like I was always walking on eggshells.
Right. There's no camaraderie.
I couldn't relax being me. Right now, Lucha Underground, I go, I hug executive producers. I slap Krista Joseph in the ass every time I see him, and he hates it. I give him titty twisters and everything. I have fun. I'm a very touchy, huggy, in-your-face person of happy.
Me too, yeah.
And so I don't feel like I can go up to Vince McMahon and twist his nipple and he'd be okay with that.
Maybe the slapping of the ass, but not the twisting of the nipple. He's very, very. It is a publicly known thing that Vince McMahon has sensitive nipples.
Well, yeah,
it is known.
I did not know that.
Not as sensitive as Stephanie's, just as Hunter.
Okay.
I understand that. But it is a publicly known thing. Vince doesn't like the tweaking of the nipples. Shane, however, does. Weird, kooky family.
Slap on the ass is okay.
Yeah, but that's my point. I think, honestly, the downfall of the WWE is the corporate structure. I think they're too much. They are trying too much to be something that they're not. They are a wrestling program, but to them it's a dirty word. Wrestling's a dirty word. Sports entertainment is what they want to be. That's it. You know, you got to be a sports entertainer. We don't give a fuck what you did before. This is sports entertainment. All that stuff. And it's not what the other guys are doing. Look at that. Look at the happiness of the people that work for Ring of Honor. Look at the happiness. Even though Impact Wrestling almost closes every other week, for fuck's sake, where everyone, well, this guy's not getting paid, and this one's bouncing checks, and this, and Nick Dixie Carter's
the
an asshole.
Camaraderie
and,
between
but
the camaraderie,
they keep coming back for more. Why? Because it's a place to work, and if it wasn't fun at all, you know, they wouldn't come there at all. And of course, that brings us to Lucha Underground. By far, which, by the way, translates Netflix. I'm going to tell you right now, Netflix tonight, go watch the first two seasons. And watch the new stuff on El Rey Network. Watch the first two seasons on Netflix. Binge watch it. Get it done. Because you're going to see how fun that company is. And that's the thing that gets it to it. First of that company, by the way, as we have Marty the Moth on from Lucha Underground, it's fucking insane. That's another thing. That company's nuts. Just the Vampiro storyline alone, where he fucking, you know, he freaking gets locked up in a mental ward, then he killed everybody coming out of the mental ward.
Oh, God.
Can we bring that up? That everyone's okay with it. And Matt Stryker picks him up in the middle of the fucking desert and drives him back to the temple. That was how they started one of the seasons.
Yep.
Okay? So right there, if that doesn't intrigue you, Robert Rodriguez is one of the executive producers behind the scenes, the man behind Machete, the man behind El Mariachi, all that. This guy knows how to build entertainment. This company and everybody at the El Rey Network and everybody else behind it know how to build entertainment. And if you're looking for a PC, watered-down piece of shit, this is not it. This is not it. I mean, look at him. Marty, if you can name, just for the novice fans out there, Marty the Moth, tell me something that Marty has done on the show just to fill in the novice fans who don't know about Lucha Underground, entice them. What's the craziest thing that Marty the Moth has ever done on the show?
They actually cut it because it was too hot for our TV. During the match, cutting Weapons of Mass Destruction versus me versus Killshot, I had a grenade and a missile during that match, and they cut that shit out.
Yeah, I could see that.
Do you see what I'm saying? A grenade and a missile. And you guys are worried about chair shots. All right,
yeah,
chair
worried
shots.
About chair shots. We have time travels. We have the literal incarnation of death. We have death literally teleporting all over the goddamn place.
Yeah.
I'm kidnapping girls. And then what's the Santos? Me and what's the Santos, that's a whole other fun story that we're going to be exploring. We kill people. You will never see Fandango go down the street and get killed.
Hmm. No. We all wish. But we don't see it. That's the problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, Lucha Underground brings it to a whole nother level. It's a different world. The show it's something that, honest to God, if you watch it on Netflix, you're gonna get hooked. You're gonna have to watch it because you're gonna go, what the fuck are these guys gonna do next? And then when you watch it on the El Rey Network to see where they have evolved from the beginning, because I was there from day one, Prince Puma, Johnny Mundo, all the names in the beginning. Yeah, every sexy star, everybody in the beginning of the company. And then how it evolved to what it is now, because the temple is one of the, it's like everybody's got to be there. Like it's the talk of the town. Like if you're in that area, you want to go fucking to the temple. You want to see the show. You want to see that shit live, because it's unlike any wrestling that's here in the States anywhere.
Exactly. Our tickets are gone in 30 seconds max.
Yeah.
Every episode, every show, and we still turn people away because somehow they think they're going to try and sneak in. We have to have security guards out because people try to sneak into the show because they want to see the show. It's like the one thing I can really compare the temple to, it's almost like being in the old school ECW arena. Just
yeah.
Every person in there is freaking insane.
And you're right
having the time of their life.
And you're right on top of each other. You're right in the mix of everything. You're right there in the thick of everything. Even though there is, you know, it's built, it's a studio. It's built for that, but it doesn't even have that feel to it. It has that grungy, dirty. You're in like a warehouse in
the old ECW arena.
It has all the illusions, all the things that it builds, that feeling that it shows, and then the creepy little vignettes, especially Marty's. They're fucking nuts. This is a creepy fuck when he's in character. He's a creepy bastard.
They create things to draw you in.
Yes.
To keep you interested instead of giving you the same thing every
week. Every time. And that's the difference between Lucha Underground and, say, the WWE. And that's why I watch. And I hope to God that you get to ply your trade wherever you feel like you want to ply your trade. Like, if you do eventually feel like you want to go to the WWE, feel free. I know that everybody thinks that that's the creme de la creme, but I still think that people are having more fun in the wrestling business in other places now. And I think if a guy has more fun, he's going to do more stuff for you. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
My doors are always open. I always leave my doors open for opportunities. However, I feel like I was there day one at Lucha Underground. I was one of the first signed a year before we actually ever started filming anything. I feel like Lucha Underground to me is family. So yeah. Why would I, like, I always leave my doors open, but I feel like Lucha is my family. Why would I go and join another family when I feel like I have everything there?
Well, I for one don't want to see you go. Because I think, I honestly think if you're having this much fun at what you're doing, and if you're doing it, because eventually there's a chance that the character Marty the Moth can aspire to greatness and become the Lucha Underground champion. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, that's the difference. He will be given a shot. Whereas in other places, you get lost in the shuffle. You don't really, you just become a faceless entity in the crowd. You're not where you are. But in Lucha Underground, it's totally different because you could call it, like, we've had Brian Cage on the show. We've had Matt Stryker, and they all admit it. They all say it. That it's without question a place where, like, to quote Brian Gage, you get your shit in. You get to be you. You get to be whatever, if you want to be you on a fucking 5, or if you want to be you on a 13, when you crank it up all the way, that's what you get to do. And Marty is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, I love what I get to do there. Chris and Joseph, credit to the writers of Lucha Underground, because they, number one, they're sick and twisted, and that's what I love about them. Because you have to be to write some of the crap that goes on in Lucha Underground. We've killed many of people already, and there's a lot more stuff coming that, oh my God, I wish I could tell you. But there's credit to them. But, and what they said is, they wrote this character when they saw me. So, does that mean I'm a creepy bastard in regular life? Probably. What am I actually playing?
Maybe.
Am I actually playing anything, or just being me in this character?
Maybe. It's something for you to think about. That's the other thing. We do got to wrap this up, because I'm getting the high sign, and we have to go to commercial and everything else. But Martin Casals, thank you for being on the show, a.k.a. Marty the Moth. Lucha Underground is on tonight on the El Rey Network. Please check your time and availability and everything else on that. Yes, but, of course, go to Netflix.com. Today the announcement was made. Seasons 1 and 2 of Lucha Underground will be there for your viewing pleasure. Instead of just Netflix and chill, Lucha and chill. Sit down with your girl, sit down with your guy, whatever you got to do, and get it done. Go check out Lucha Underground on Netflix, on the El Rey Network. And check out Marty the Moth, who's on that show, and check out the insane, sick, twisted shit. Remember, they cut out the rocket launcher and the grenade. Imagine what they left in. Do you understand? You gotta watch it just to be there. It's insanity. It is the next level of professional wrestling, and they don't look at wrestling as a dirty word. Thank you, Martin, for being on the program, bro.
Thanks for having me, man.
Round of applause.
Yeah.
Marty the Moth.
Yeah.
He's flying back over to the Lucha Underground tonight on the El Rey Network. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.
Aztec Pride, bro. Aztec Pride, man.
Okay.
There you go. Marty the Moth, outstanding job today, bro.
Yeah, really.
One hell of a man. One hell of a guy.
Yeah.
See, I like that show. I don't know. I mean,
so what is this? A new approach to the wrestling?
It's a very new approach. It's a very good way to put it.
It's new, but yet it's the old approach.
Yeah, where they tell stories and you actually get kind of drawn in.
Well, yeah, that's what I like about it. I always like the interviews more than the wrestling, to be honest. You know,
well, that's what it used to be.
Yeah.
In the old days, guys actually had to cut a promo, make you want to show up, because if you didn't want to show up, they weren't getting paid.
Yeah.
These guys made you want to go, like, get in your car and drive from, say, one half of the Carolinas to the other half
just to see that. Yeah.
And that's the thing that Lucha Underground does, so check it out.
Well, that's like Wrestling 101. I mean, that's why they invented characters in the first place, you know. Otherwise, it would be like boxing, you know. George beat up Harry.
Yeah.
You know, that's right.
And it gets boring after a while.
Of course.
That's what we like to do here. 718-577-1389. I just drank a Honey Light.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show live here, and of course, hamradioshow.com, as well as the unfilteredradionetwork.com. When we come back, Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
We're coming back.
You damn right, we're gonna come back.
Oh my God.
When we come back, Spank Bank Girl of the Week, of course, the beautiful, the lovely Kendra Sunderland. When we return here on the Big Show after these words.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Zippity Doodah out of your asshole. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise...
Ham Radio.
Holy shit!
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/HamRadioShow.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, do you have problems in the bedroom? Is your marriage not working out for you? Then you need Dr. Deborah Leno. Dr. Deborah is bold, creative, she's a realist and a problem solver. Dr. Deborah gives you straight talk and straight answers about sex. She keeps it real by teaching practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody and at every age. Dr. Deborah Leno is a board-certified clinical sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker, and workshop leader. Her authenticity makes her a contributor to major news media outlets, including Cosmopolitan Radio, Playboy Radio, to global health news segments on CNN. She has also written for Cosmopolitan, Women's Day, Family Circle, and Men's Health, and more. Dr. Deborah Leno's practice is based in Delaware, where she is known as a Delaware sex doc. She has over 15 years of professional experience. Get the help you need and contact Dr. Deborah Leno by calling 302-476-9577, 302-476-9577, or visit yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply TonyBatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant. Open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Tell them about it, Em. Let's go. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Look.
Look.
If you had one shot.
One shot, Billy. One opportunity. One opportunity.
I got a gun. Sees everything
you ever wanted. Not that kind of shot. One moment. Did you capture it? It's the Ham Radio Show.
I got a gun.
His live. Sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up. Over. Yeah. It's the Ham Radio Show, like I said before, live on FilteredRadioNetwork.com. Come on. Come on, let's get our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, the lovely Kendra Sunderland, on the phone. Spank Bank Girl of the Week.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
No, I don't want to try again later.
How come they are never there on the first try? I don't know why. Why does this always happen?
Because on regular shows they had like you say like Martin Colden.
Screeners.
Well, they have call screeners, that's true.
That's because we're poor.
No, there's not enough of us. We're all doing something else that we can't do the other part.
The wireless customer you are...
Boom, boom, boom!
I don't know. Is there a 1 before the 7 and the 9 and the 8 goes over there? And the,
I did all that, Dave. Poopy pants. And this is the actual number. I know that this is the number. Like, I didn't screw up like I did last week. Lose yourself in the music. The moment you own it, you better never let it go.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
Why would it be not available? That's fucking crazy.
Because she's getting laid.
She might be getting laid at this exact moment. It is possible.
Making another mold.
Tear this motherfucking roof off like two dogs cage. I was playing in the beginning. Well, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept priming and stepped right in the next cypher. Let's believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside. See where we go with this. The fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these goddamn food stamps to buy diapers. God damn it. Dan, dan, dan.
I do like the music.
That's okay.
I was gonna say, listen to some Eminem.
This won't melt in my hand, will it?
No, it's all different. Only other options. Failure's not. This traveler's got to go. Yeah, get rid of that fucking important security tip. Well, all right. Well, let's look at it this way. Either way, right now, if you go to hamradioshow.com, you can check out an exclusive from vixen.com. It's the Kendra, by the way, she was a waitress. What's the name of this movie? Do we even have a name, Danny?
It might have a name in the credits.
Let's see. There she is. This is the beautiful Kendra Sunderland. Like she, I'm telling you, she looks like the girl next door that happens to let you look at her naked. That's what she looks like.
Yeah. What's the one out there? In-N-Out Burger?
In-N-Out Burger, though.
Isn't that where she worked?
No, you're thinking the other chick. We had another chick that worked in, and then she went into porn. You're way wrong.
I don't know.
This chick is the one that was in the library doing the cam stuff.
Okay.
And then was flashing her titties, and then she got in trouble, and then it made the news.
Oh, is that the same girl who was a school teacher, and then she went on a fishing boat naked?
No.
No! God, why do you guys always get all your porn stars confused?
Well, I was just
curious. Why do I keep track, and you guys don't know who the fuck is what?
But she's not the girl who like makes her boyfriend tie her up like a dog or something. Is that that one?
That might be. No. I don't know. That could be her own personal fucking thing. Ruff. Try to get her on the phone again now. Oh, she's masturbating. This is nice.
Oh, I'd masturbate.
I would masturbate. Ooh, nice titties.
Yeah.
I like the piercings, by the way.
I like to touch that.
I'd like to touch her piercing.
You know, this video is better than actually having the real guest on.
No, I like to talk to her.
Oh, yeah.
It keeps things interesting.
All right, I need to either. Ooh, she's getting a little violent with the rubbing.
Well, it's all about the
Dan,
pressure.
Can you tweet, DM our Wrangler and just tell her that we're trying? And yeah. By the way, this is the number that.
Maybe she thinks you were going to call her on Tuesday morning.
Here. That's the number. No, well, no, the Wrangler knows.
Maybe she's stuck on a flight somewhere.
It's possible.
I actually made a mistake. I put something down and I put the date down on Tuesday because we're so used to writing Tuesday.
Because you're a fucking retard.
Well, you know, this is new to me, this Wednesday thing, you know. I don't know. I don't really know what day it is today.
Today is Wednesday. You are the hump in the word hump day, yeah. Joe.
And snowed yesterday, too.
Oh, who's responsible for this?
Yeah, not Joe, because he keeps putting Tuesday on everything.
Well, what do I know?
Danny left Tuesday on the other thing, but at least
yeah,
he fixed
see,
it.
Yeah, everybody does that, you know? It's like I'm still writing 2016.
Well, because you're a moron.
Well, it's only February.
Oh, this is the one where she fucks her boss.
Oh, that's good.
This is the Kendra Sunderland, Vixen.com.
Does she get enough money for doing it?
I don't know. She's rubbing her puss.
Is that like overtime when you do something like that?
When you fuck your boss?
Yeah.
If you're not
is that a time and a half or
well,
something?
If you're not punching in, moron, so I don't think that it is.
Well, you know.
Ooh, some pretty, you get some fucking some booze.
I mean, that's cool if you're making like, you know, like $10 an hour. Like you can get a,
look at that. That's what the, oh, man.
Yeah, wow.
And the boss gives you, what,
gives you some
punch?
Booze?
Is that fruit punch? Grenadine?
That's
high C.
That's high C, yes. With a little with a little booze mixed into it.
A little high C.
It could be Boone's wine. Remember Boone's? It's possible it could be Boone's.
No.
It is.
I don't picture that being Boone's
wine. Boone's Farm. Boone's Farm.
It could be some Boone's Farm.
Nah.
Yeah. I'm waiting for a reply.
Oh, okay.
Just talk amongst it. Yourselves while
we
I
are. I'm watching
bit.
The porno. This is that incredible radio where we watch porn with no sound.
I love for Clem.
Because God forbid we'd have anything hooked up where I could actually listen.
Why don't
listen.
You play Kendra, Billy plays the boyfriend, yeah. And you make your own stuff.
Wait, can
out.
I be? I don't want to be
absolutely
Kendra.
Not.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Hey,
yeah,
baby, you want to raise?
By the neck.
God
pull
damn,
your
right
clothes.
The, see, this is the problem. If I was good looking, I could have this life.
Boy, that's a stretch.
That's what I'm saying. No, if I was good looking, I could have this life.
Well,
I could get a girl.
You want a piece of me?
You're damn right.
You actually don't have to be good looking if you just got a couple of bucks, you know.
No, if you have to be good looking, you have to have a giant cock. Let me explain to you how.
No, if you have money, you have
so
all that.
So let me explain to you how the world actually works.
Well.
Big cock. Big bank account.
This is going to be a shame.
And you got to be good looking.
Well, that's all.
It's the
of it,
only
you know?
Way. It's the
think,
only
unless
way.
Unless you really have unless to be good looking.
Unless you're Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. Well,
but Ron Jeremy back in the day was a very good looking man.
He was okay.
He was a very good looking man. He had a giant penis, yeah. And he was a good looking dude.
By the way, Kendra is 5'9".
Yes.
Weighing in at 125 pounds.
Yes.
She's at 32G.
Yeah, look at the size of those. I'm mesmerized by the size of the tits.
I think those titties are 90.
Those titties are huge.
Yeah,
favorite
cool.
Sex act is...
Not with Eddie.
Is missionary.
Oh, my God, she's poor.
She's a missionary.
She saves people in foreign countries.
This is a very hot scene.
Yes, it's very nice.
Yeah.
That's the way sex should always be, though. There should be foreplay like this. Hold on. By the way, he's taking her from behind. And, of course, now that's the thing they
is
do
this
in the
okay
porn.
Is okay going out over Facebook?
What? No one's looking.
Well, you can actually see the monitors.
You
right?
Can't see the monitors.
You can't
see
the monitors from
here? No.
Oh, well, you'll find out later.
Yeah.
But there's no... there is titties. I don't know. Let's see. You can't see it.
I don't know.
I know. I'm fucking... I love how Billy's always the old fucking
know.
Guy. I don't know. You can't see it in the monitor. Turn into the camera and look into the camera. Do you see anyone?
Well, you know there's got to be somebody out there.
I don't see any porn.
50-foot yeah. Screen.
You cannot see
porn. You cannot
that.
See
it's,
porn.
I think
feed.
I have better definition on my monitors. I would be able to see it.
Could be.
I'm going to try her phone number again.
Okay.
Because, you know, God forbid we'd have a guest.
I got a negative response from the...
What do you mean negative?
She didn't respond yet.
Don't say you have a negative response. Oh, just say you didn't have a response yet.
That's right.
A negative response is her saying, fuck off.
That's
fuck
like
off.
Testing,
that's a like negative it. Response.
That's like testing positive for AIDS. You want to be negative for AIDS.
Hello?
Hello, is this Kendra?
What's this?
No.
Is Kendra there?
Is Kendra?
No, it's not.
It's not Kendra?
Uh-oh.
No, and I'm busy, so don't call me. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Don't.
Wow.
That was weird.
Not a finger!
That was very weird.
What was that, anyway?
That was very...
Somehow
that's
wires
2 weeks
are crossed.
In a row.
No, but I don't think that was... Double check that number, because that's the number I have.
I wrote in my message.
No, I'm saying, but yeah. That's the number I have.
Yes, that's what I added in my
that's
message.
That's very weird.
No. She said no.
She said she
and
was
then that
busy.
Person was very busy.
Damn. Nice to do business with you.
I'm busy.
I do not want I don't to think buy that, what you have to sell.
By the way, we're not calling Kendra a bitch. We're calling whoever just picked up the phone and said, I'm very busy. Don't call me anymore.
Okay.
Bye.
But we really didn't mean to call you.
Yeah. I
probably
called,
dialed wrong.
No, this is the number I have.
Yeah.
I don't want to show it all over the
it's
fucking.
It's 555-5532.
Klondike 5. No,
not Klondike. That's where you went wrong.
Yeah, no, that's the number I got.
Susquehanna 4444.
That's the number I have. And then, but then.
Hello, you've reached the hat company.
I don't know what just happened.
Number, please.
I mean, we can move past it. I don't care. We'll still promote because I don't think that was Kendra on the phone.
No, that wasn't.
No,
I don't think that was Kendra Sunderland. We already had a guest on. We had Martin Casals, and that was a great interview.
I know, but
I think, it did.
I'd rather talk to Titch.
No, you said you wanted to rather watch the movie. Make up your old mind.
Well, that's...
Do you rather want to watch
excrement?
The movie?
Yeah.
Where she her yeah. titties are out?
Yeah.
How long is this thing anyway?
30, I told you, Vixen.
Movie.
35 minutes and 38 seconds.
I'm telling you right now, Vixen.com, but tell me that, dude, it's like a regular fucking movie.
Wow, Danny, all your bandwidth was taken up.
Yeah.
Look, we got.
She's jerking him. Look at the size of his cock. Can I bring this up, dude? Look at his pants.
Wait a minute.
Look at his pants right
you,
now,
you
Joe.
Sure they can't see this on the internet?
I don't think so.
Okay. They cannot. Do I have to go back and show
yes,
you?
Yes, please do, because he's old. The two old fucks are crotchety. Just leave it on small, Danny. Don't bring a big. So
look at the monitors right here. I'm pointing them out. This is what they're seeing.
Okay.
Whoa.
I'm watching my monitor. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see shadows, like, you know.
Yeah, you can't see. Just
all right,
don't,
so
no,
it's
don't
like
make
watching the porn channel when cable
my
is
imagination is
new.
Swimming away with me now.
I don't even think we need to watch the porn anymore. Uh-huh. I mean, if we don't have any response, and I can't really call her right now unless I. Get up and turn off the Facebook Live,
yeah.
And then you know get her the thing.
That's your only.
Let me see if I can. Let me see if I can go to Facebook via here.
Yeah, possibly. It
and
can work.
Fucking hit her up that way. If she's actually no, she's gonna want to fucking make.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
All right, so here's what we're gonna do.
Okay.
You guys are going to fucking host the show for a second.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get up and I'm going to go over to my phone. I'm going to turn off the Facebook Live. I'm then going to fucking text the Wrangler. And then the Wrangler figure out what the fuck is going on. Because this is the number we have for her. So you guys do your own shit.
And I don't understand what you're saying.
Let's see if Danny, Billy, and Joe can actually host a couple of seconds of the show. Let's see what happens.
I could do a couple of seconds. All you
let's
have
see
to
what
do
happens.
All you have to do is just let Joe ramble.
Let's see. Oh. Yeah, you have to host the show and be entertaining, fucksticks. You can't just... I walk away, you cannot be not entertaining.
All right,
and you can't just watch the porn, Danny, the whole time. Yeah, you got to actually host the show. All right, let me go do the thing.
I'm more interested in the porn right now.
Well, of course you would be, because porn is... It's very well lit.
I say we call that number back and talk to that chick again.
I got a feeling she won't answer.
I personally think she knows Eddie's calling and she won't do it because Eddie is
because I think she sounded pretty hot on the phone.
Yeah.
No, she sounded very
sounded like she was getting
sick.
Out of bed, you know.
Yeah, it sounded
she sick. Like she was sick.
Yeah. Maybe she had yellow fever.
Yellow fever?
Yeah, you know.
What is yellow fever? How does one get it?
You get that, but you get bit by a mosquito.
Ah. You know, it's Skeeter Steve?
Mosquito, yeah. And yeah.
Skeet.
Well, they were built. Now, seriously, it was a very serious problem when they were building the Panama Canal.
Right. Yeah, that I know.
And
this is very intriguing.
Well,
go ahead,
you,
Joe.
You asked
tell me about
me.
The Panama Canal.
Well,
no, I did that, and I oops.
I'm more interested in. I was more
oh,
interested.
You guys suck without me. Come on.
I was more interested in.
You better be funny.
I didn't shade it.
I was more interested in telling in knowing what the girl on the phone was like. That wasn't Kendra.
Right.
And now I'm watching a
it might have been. We don't
giant
know.
Penis on the screen, which I'm going to fucking just turn off right now.
Well, why you feel self-conscious about it?
God damn, I'm sorry. I got to do the show. I can't do a show and watch porn at the same time. It's just not happening.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Holy
but
shit.
How many to the center of it all? I mean, wow. That's pretty impressive.
How many licks does it take?
So, I'm getting scared.
Billy's enjoying himself. I think Billy's
watching porn. Billy. This is what's happening right now. I'm working, and you're watching porn. What's the show?
I think we're getting the
it's very hard. This is a very entertaining video, courtesy of Vixen.com.
Make it happen.
Show. That's a big cock.
It's very hard.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna take this fleshlight and just maybe disappear. So Billy and Joe, it's all up to you.
Oh, jeez.
Why is this cock so big?
I don't know. It
that's
is nice.
That's a beefy meat thermos. Look at that fucking thing.
He still has his helmet on, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan.
Oh, that's splendid.
How you making out over there, Ed?
I have sent the text message.
Okay.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Okay.
The text message has been sent.
It looks like he's stabbing her in the chest.
He is.
Those things are huge.
Oh.
How bad is it?
Yeah, look at
how bad is it that her tits are huge and his dick still towers over them?
I don't know.
Why? I'm sorry. In that one,
we're making progress.
We are. We're French fucking. The titties are bouncing.
I'm very afraid.
Jesus,
why
look how far.
Why do you call it French fucking?
I don't know. He's titty fucking.
Titty fucking it.
And he's. Did you see how far away he was, and his dick was still all looking? God damn it.
I can do that. I just choose not to. I told you Vixen.com was awesome.
Apparently it is.
Look at she's teabagging him.
Billy's into the next video, black.com.
I am?
Yes.
That's a good one,
okay.
Too.
That guy is even bigger than this guy, and this guy's pretty impressive for a white dude.
That fucker has an elbow.
Oh, an elbow.
In the middle of his cock, Bill, do you get it?
Oh.
An elbow.
Oh.
Goddamn, Kendra's hot!
I guess. I don't know.
Look at that. She's multi-talented. She's giving him a reach around now.
I would have came already!
I would have came 30 seconds ago.
I think that's her husband.
When she fucking took her clothes off, I would have came.
No, they're actually having sex!
No, that's why I think he's not coming. You know, if it's her husband, you know, they don't come.
Oh, they don't? Why?
Just because
what do they do,
come?
Go?
Well, because husbands, you know, they've had it so many times, after a while it's like, you know. Right.
He's sticking it in her puss, I think.
You know, like we all think it's great, but he's going, yeah, so.
It's work for them.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's
so
work.
Wait, let me get this straight. The once a year you have sex,
yeah.
Joe, you don't come?
Well, the once a year, yeah.
He doesn't want any more kids!
It's all those other times.
I got too many kids, motherfucker!
So honestly, Joe, how many times a year do you get it?
Let's see.
What month is it now?
Yeah. What is it? This is March, right?
We're in
March. I have one coming up soon.
From January to March, how many times have you gotten laid?
I tell you, I have one coming up
with
soon.
With the wife, not your hand.
Oh, well, that's different. But with the hand, it's like every day. You know, well, every other day, maybe. That depends.
You alternate?
Well, no, you know what happens when you get to my age? If you do it too much, you can't walk, you know?
I pictured Joe, you know that scene from American Beauty where Where Kevin Spacey just gets up in the shower and he's like, this is my life, jerking off in the shower every morning, waking up every morning. That's probably Joe.
Yeah, I don't like to do it in the shower, though.
This shit's been riveting listening to you fucking jerk offs talk about
how
Joe
can you do
jerking off.
Look at that. When you're watching that.
I can do Ham Radio Show. You go to hamradioshow.com if you want to watch the exclusive footage from the two movies.
I'm actually watching Jeopardy.
But anyway.
Yeah, Joe's watching Jeopardy on the other TV.
Hawaiian judge grants temporary restraining order against the second travel ban.
Breaking news.
That's been halted.
Again, another restraining order?
Yes.
I tell you, they don't want to give Trump a break.
They're going to keep doing it.
If he's going to keep people, he wants to keep people coming in from coming in. It has to be more than say, I don't know, a particular group.
Yeah,
you kind of have to.
Well, he got rid of Iraq.
Yeah, he took them.
He took
off.
Iraq off the list.
But you know, you kind of, if you're going to do that, you got to add somebody else in there. Throw in some other country that the people don't come here, you know, be creative.
All right, I'm guessing, by the way, that we can dub this as a fail our part. But, however, a bigger fail, so we failed with Kendra, but a bigger fail had to be, speaking of Trump, and as we lean into from the Trump perspective.
A segue.
The Rachel Maddow thing last night where she, big exclusive on.
She's a man hater.
On, what is it, MSNBC? Is that what she's on?
Yeah, just get a handle for Christ's sake.
She's a metalhead, too, from what I heard.
She comes out and she's like, we got Trump's fucking taxes.
I think she's got a plate in her head.
Woo! It's a big exclusive, big deal.
Yeah,
apparently. Everybody tunes in, and the guy that actually got the taxes did the story is that Trump paid his taxes.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hot flash.
He paid taxes, but
not a scuttlebutt. I'm sorry, go ahead, Danny.
That's Billy. Danny's the fucking other one.
He also claimed a whole lot in losses, and it all balances out.
Yeah, but it was all legitimate.
Yeah, but if you're a multi-gazillionaire and you fucking you get that tax fucking, the loophole in your taxes.
Well, now CNBC, in order to give Trump a little bit of a headache, saying he's the one who leaked the tax returns.
Well,
Trump actually let him out. I mean,
but somewhere
bullshit
along the way, also the White House has denounced this whole thing and said,
of course,
you know, it's
Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Guess who it is?
You called too early, Jerry.
You got no porno star on.
So what are you going to do with that?
Nice
one?
Booking, by the way. Nice, nice follow up there.
Thank you.
Professional show business.
Professional show business. Well, here's the thing. Literally now I would have to put you on hold.
Yeah.
And because we're going to go to break, Dan. How long do we go to break? Tell Uncle Jerry, how long do we go to break?
In about 4 minutes.
So in about 4 minutes.
So I'll call you back in 9 minutes. I've given everybody enough notice.
Oh, you're giving us, are you firing a warning shot?
Can we get that girl on the phone again?
Yeah. Cool.
You know what? I tried to get her number from her publicist, and her publicist is not around.
Yeah, I just texted.
She left town.
Everyone shut up. I'm talking to Jerry.
Okay.
I just texted her publicist, who we call the Wrangler, and the Pussy Whisperer, and I didn't get any return, like, text. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I spoke to the Pussy Wrangler's husband.
Yes, and what did the Pussy Wrangler's husband say?
He doesn't know where she is. So.
She's busy, probably. She's probably working.
Quack, quack.
They're probably doing something. I don't think it was a legitimate, like, I'll go fuck these guys. I don't think it's one of those moments.
No, the Pussy Wrangler is very nice to us.
We love her.
They're shoveling snow.
She's
on
fucking
East
family
Coast
on this show. You know how much stuff she's done for us? She's fucking family.
My sister-in-law. So, you know, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, Uncle Jerry's sister-in-law. But it was how we got Uncle Jerry to begin with.
Yeah.
Oh. Through her, I met Uncle Jerry and ate gummy pot with him.
Really?
And then.
Yes. We'll talk about that in 7 minutes. Let's go to break.
You got high money? What was that?
Uncle Jerry's our new producer.
Okay, Jerry.
And replacing Danny.
I could never replace Danny.
We'd like to.
On the clock.
I could replace Joe, but I couldn't replace Danny.
You can replace Joe anytime you want. Matter of fact, in 6 minutes, you can replace Joe.
Joe is my mishpucha. Don't fuck with
that's
Joe.
Right.
My mishpucha, get over here, you little in the kibitz.
Danny, you ignorant prick.
This show is kibitz. All right, so here's what we're doing. I'm still trying to find out what Eric Nagel is saying. Fired, so fired.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened there. Jerry, were you watching the Facebook Live? Did you see the porn?
Yeah.
Did you see any porn come over?
No, I texted you that I couldn't see. I was pissed that I couldn't see it.
Oh, there you go. Go to hamradioshow.com.
Yeah, we should have held the camera closer to the monitor.
Well, I got the two old fucks in the room. Jerry, you need to bring some of that weed here because these two fucks have glaucoma and can't see.
By the way, I got everybody edible gummies as presents.
Yeah, Jerry wants to come to before we set up everything.
Yeah.
And we'll go to break. We'll have Jerry call us back and everything. Mm-hmm. But Jerry wants to come in studio. I said, you know, once the weather's nicer, of course Jerry's allowed.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's always fucking welcome to come in studio.
That's right.
So Jerry, and he's going to bring gifts.
Ooh.
Yes. So when they come bearing fruit, we enjoy that.
Yeah. The only codicil is we all have to do it on air.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I have no problem with that.
Oh, that's why I love Joe.
Joe has... Jerry, just so you know, right before we go to break and we hang up on your ass and then you call right back, Joe got a new jar of the cannabis that's in the studio. I tell you,
it's for medicinal purposes,
dude. It was how long ago was the don't give out the details, but how long ago did you receive said thing?
This jar?
Yes.
Oh, just last week.
Last week. It's a week old.
Yeah.
The room stinks.
I actually smelled it.
No, not the bad way. Because, of course, we all enjoy that. We enjoy the aroma.
Yeah, me too.
But what I'm saying is I smelled it coming down the steps to go into the studio.
When we came in before, I
smelled it. I'm going to tell you a quick story, and then you can go to break. I copped in Brooklyn and was driving through to the Battery Tunnel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were doing a road check.
One of those.
And we pulled up, and the cop says, "Your air freshener smells like marijuana." And I looked at him, and I said, "I believe that it's legal in this state for me to have, I believe it's 18 grams. And you can't do shit about it."
Oh, wow.
And the guy let me go.
You probably didn't know the law.
Yeah.
Jerry's a little tough Jew.
Tell him, baby.
He'll fucking kick your ass.
Tell him, baby. That's right.
He don't play just a tough guy in movies and television.
Yeah.
He is a tough guy.
There you go.
And usually he's high, so he has no feeling in his hand.
Oh, yeah, that's it. No
so when he hits you,
pain threshold whatsoever, like that James Bond villain.
Yeah. They call him Pot Hands.
Absolutely.
that's all right, go to break. I'll speak in 4 minutes.
Okay. All right, let's hang up on Jerry. Jerry, go away.
Remember, this is the live read, so make it 6 minutes.
I have to do a commercial, so hang up.
Done deal.
Just listen to the show. You'll know when they're coming.
Okay.
God damn.
All right. Bye.
All right, so Jerry's coming back because, of course, you know, Jerry was going to call in anyway, so we might as well get Jerry. At least Jerry calls in.
Yeah.
What the fuck? God,
the call-ins were successful. It's the dial-outs we have problems with.
It's when we have to call you. It's the Ham Radio Show. Let's take a break. We'll be right back after these words with Jerry.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Ham Radio.
Stop. Don't come back. We have to get on. We have so much time and so little to do.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Doop-a-dee-doo. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, do you have problems in the bedroom? Is your marriage not working out for you? Then you need Dr. Deborah Leno. Dr. Deborah is bold, creative, she's a realist and a problem solver. Dr. Deborah gives you straight talk and straight answers about sex. She keeps it real by teaching practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody and at every age. Dr. Deborah Leno is a board-certified clinical sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker, and workshop leader. Her authenticity makes her a contributor to major news media outlets, including Cosmopolitan Radio, Playboy Radio, to global health news segments on CNN. She has also written for Cosmopolitan, Women's Day, Family Circle, and Men's Health, and more. Dr. Deborah Leno's practice is based in Delaware, where she is known as a Delaware sex doc. She has over 15 years of professional experience. Get the help you need and contact Dr. Deborah Leno by calling 302-476-9577, 302-476-9577, or visit yoursexdoc.com.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com. One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Don't go anywhere. Immediately following the Ham Radio Show's back-to-back episodes of Eat Clean, Think Dirty with Dr. Deborah Leno and Dana Myers. Followed by an all-new live episode of The Radio Freaks. All this and more only on the Unfiltered Radio Network.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Yeah. What the fuck was that?
I thought something was going to happen, but it didn't.
All right, go away. On Demand Salon is what I'm supposed to be reading right now, but Danny just scared the shit out of me. So now I got to get my hair done and get my pants redid. On Demand Salon, professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. That's right, ladies. Let the salon come to you. All right? You can get blowouts. Blowouts for two, blowouts for three. It doesn't matter what you get. Cut and style, up style, makeup application, fake lashes, makeup instructions, extensions, stuff for weddings, special events, contact for pricing and booking. That's all you have to do. You hit them up, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. Or for more information, just go to OnDemandSalon.com. It's that simple. And hopefully you won't have Danny scare the crap out of you. So the Beauty Brigade will come there and do you up and make you look pretty. Don't let Danny scare you. And if he does, get made over. OnDemandSalon.com. Yeah, let's do it. Danny, put your finger down. I'm scared again.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
Congratulations to Ben Affleck, who just completed yet another round of alcohol treatment. Let's just say Affleck's addiction to spirits was so bad, producers of Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab sent him to Ghost Hunters International. Snoop Dogg's recent music video is now on the radar of Secret Service after a scene where he shoots the president. Considering how much weed he smokes, Snoop is more likely to assassinate the McDonald. Claiming it was made without her consent, a sex tape featuring actress Misha Barton is currently being shopped to the highest bidder. According to porn outlets who've seen the footage, the man in the tape makes the OC the second biggest thing Barton's done. The fellow prisoner who viciously attacked former Subway spokesman and convicted child molester Jared Fogle recently wrote a letter explaining what happened. It was actually two letters, and they were K.O.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the Stone Rocker. I mean some bad players. But tonight, they gon' do it all in together.
Only this show. Only this show. Come on.
Who could be the boss? Look upon the cross. Stranded in the land of the lost. Screaming up a sideways. I'm blazing up with bad.
of smoke in the charcoal. Lava stamps and brains been like a barcode. Dashing all the media strikes. It's a media dice. It's reinforcement for the fight. And that alone keeps our daddy on the phone. Tangled in the zone. I got the bees on the track. Where the fuck you at? Let me hear your pigeons run your mouth now.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm plugging in the social skills to keep my total bills over a million. The last time I checked it.
Thank God I'm blessed with a mind that I reckon. I waited till the second round and I can take it.
They call me Big John Stubb.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Yay! How is everybody?
Wonderful.
Okay.
By the way, Vixen.com, Fleshlight.com, pick up the Signature Collection Fleshlight from Kendra Sunderland. Don't let the fact that she wasn't on tonight's show throw you in any way, shape, or form. Just want to throw that out there for everybody. And by the way, you can still check out the video, HamRadioShow.com. Come on, we got two videos according to Danny.
All right.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. What's that? I didn't hear you.
Shut the fuck up.
Come on a little louder.
Shut the fuck up.
Everybody in together now.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Man. All right, so I'm still waiting on Jerry to call back. 718-577-1389. Uncle Jerry. I got the other... A very big question was actually asked.
Such as?
I want to find the actual article. There it is. Donald Trump responded to Snoop Dogg. Did everyone hear about the Snoop Dogg video?
No, what's brought up the little piece?
What?
The little piece we just played there.
Yes, but did you actually hear what happened?
No.
Not just in the Hollywood Rock and Rap. Did you hear what happened?
I know nothing about this.
All right. In Snoop Dogg's new video that he has. Let's get Jerry on the phone, by the way. So Jerry's here.
Yeah.
Jerry!
Hey,
Jerry. All right, Jerry, wait 1 second because I'm in the middle of doing something, but we're talking.
Of course.
No, you can talk. No. I'm going to talk about what we're talking about, and then you can jump in.
He might know more about this than us.
He probably does.
Yeah.
So Snoop Dogg has a new video, and in the video, he's pointing a fake gun and shooting down Donald Trump.
Wow.
Now, what appears to be Donald Trump is an orange-faced clown. Which is dressed up like Donald Trump. Let's be fucking honest. That's what it is. So basically the question was thrown out there though. If it was Obama in the video and somebody, like a clown dressed like Obama and somebody in the video assassinated someone that was pretty much the president of the United States of America.
This is so sad.
Would it be just artistic? Now I'll fight for the right for Snoop Dogg to be artistic. I'm not gonna sit here and censor anybody.
I think when I saw the video, I was repulsed, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, as you should. I think everyone should be, quite frankly.
Joe knows that Joe and I were old enough when Kennedy was assassinated.
Yes.
And it was no joke, and you don't joke about that. No. You could say whatever you want about the man, but your rights end where his nose begins. I don't wish him death. I don't want him to be in office. I don't like his policies. So far... But no, I don't agree with any kind of attempted assassination, mock assassination, whatever. Say whatever you want about the guy. Dress him up like a clown. Spray him with seltzer.
All right.
Make him drop his pants. But don't hold a gun to his head, even if it's a fake gun with the thing that comes out and says bang.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of kids and a lot of people that watch that and can't ascertain the difference between a sardonic comment and what they actually think that the guy wants to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, for once in my life, I agree on something. But
yeah, I know. It's I'm glad I'm sitting down.
But it's the first time for everything, folks.
I'm marking the time and date.
Yeah,
but the truth of the matter is, you're 100% right, Jerry. I mean, it's got to stop with the respect for the office. If you don't respect the man, that's one thing.
Yeah, but always respect the office.
You got to respect the office, yeah. And have a little. And there is a certain line that you do cross. I mean, I listen to all that stuff on Saturday Night Live, and I laugh along with him. I think it's funny as shit, some of it. You know?
Yeah.
But it's comedy. It's stunning comedy. The other thing I don't like about Saturday Night Live is it's all one-sided.
And it's on too late.
Well, that's who, yeah.
And Joe and I are old, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, you used to listen to Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson did political humor up the yin-yang, but he was fair. He did a little bit about one guy, a little bit about the Democrats, a little about the Republicans, a little about the liberals. It was sort of well-rounded, fuck everybody, you know? And it was great. Everybody
This is pretty much a one-sided fuck you. Let's be fucking honest. I mean, it really is. I mean, they interviewed tons of people about it. Ice-T, remember Cop Killer. Ice-T, the song Cop Killer from Body Count, believes that the video is artistic and would indeed be more serious if the president, being shot was Barack Obama, because Barack Obama wasn't the same kind of guy as Trump. Trump brings a lot of these jokes on himself. He acts like a clown. Still not a reason to put in your video Donald Trump being fucking assassinated.
Well, there's truth in what he said.
Like Jerry said, he can act like a clown. You dress him up like a clown. Yeah. Make him look like fucking Bozo. Spray him with some seltzer. Hit him in the face with a pie. Whatever.
Okay.
But the fact of the matter is, when you put a gun to what is essentially the president of the United States,
the leader of the free world,
and you say, I'm going to blow his fucking brains out, and then they blow his fucking brains out, therefore you are committing the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up just said, they have the Secret Service is looking into it, because it's not okay to do that. It's not okay.
It's kind of like what Madonna said,
she was going to blow up the White House.
But you get
another idiot
saying another dumb thing. Joe, it gets boiled down to one little thing. We know you don't like him.
Yeah.
That's the thing, we get
but
it.
But you do get into the whole freedom of speech
I don't
thing.
Like him. I don't you know? Like him. But
I don't like to hear these things.
Joe,
you can
have freedom of speech, but once again, it says in black and white, you cannot threaten the life of the president, vice president, people in the cabinet.
That's true.
There are repercussions for that kind of stuff.
You can say
whatever you want to say. You could call Trump an orange-skinned fucking asshole.
Yeah, but you know,
do
you take these threats seriously enough to say that it's a crime? You know,
it doesn't. You know what?
I wouldn't say it's a
crime. Level of
though.
Taking it serious, and that's.
I mean, nobody thinks
that
Snoop Dogg is going to kill the guy.
Many young kids
who
don't have a brain in their head to ascertain the difference between what they should and shouldn't do. What happens,
Jerry?
Now,
that's what Marco Rubio said.
If a young kid, let's say a 20-some-odd-year-old kid, attempts to assassinate the man.
Yeah.
Okay, and then
what does he do?
He blames
the Snoop Dogg
video.
Exactly.
You know what? Snoop is then complicit to the attempted assassination.
Well, that's what Senator Marco Rubio fears: the video could inspire violence against the president. He tells People magazine, quote, I think people can disagree on the policies, but you've got to be very, very careful about the kind of thing, because the wrong person, as Jerry just pointed out, the wrong person sees that and gets the wrong idea, and then you have a real problem.
But isn't that what's happening with all these protests anyway? I mean, you've got hundreds of people getting violent over this whole thing, you know, with each other. And
well, that's just asinine shit with the fucking...
Yeah, but
when they're breaking up Starbucks windows,
you're not protesting
the president. You're fucking rioting.
Exactly.
You're not protesting. You're fucking rioting. There's a difference.
Yeah.
There's a massive fucking difference. If you don't like the president, look... A lot of people don't like the president. He's not going to my Christmas party. I'll tell you that right now.
Every president from
I don't
the
want
years
to.
He ain't hanging out with Jerry for Hanukkah.
Has
it's
always
not
had
happening.
Dissenters. Every president, any political president is going to have dissenters. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But in this day and age, it's getting to the point where it's actually getting ridiculous.
I Joe can attest to this.
Yes, I do.
When we wanted to get Nixon out of office back in the early 70s, I cannot recall anybody stating, "I want the man dead."
Yeah, and there's a man who deserves to be killed.
Wow.
Let's dig him up again,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, let's do it, pal.
Secret Service, please bring your letters.
There is a certain respect for the office, even if you don't like the person that's been elected to the office.
Right.
And you have to give that respect to the person that holds the office.
Absolutely.
You know, this stuff with Ashton Kutcher spouting his opinion at the SAG Awards, and makes me very sad, by the way, to be a SAG member.
Sure.
I don't need celebrities to make my political decisions for me. I could read and I can ascertain by myself whether I like policies or not.
I've got no problem with celebrities voicing their opinion. I got a problem with them voicing their opinion at the Academy Awards.
See, you guys had Jane Fonda, so, you know, with her political opinions.
Yeah. But, you know,
thoughts and going to
Jane Fonda went to Hanoi.
Hanoi,
yeah.
Jane!
And during a war that we were having, and the fact of the matter is, that was a traitorous act.
Yes.
It really was.
It really was. I mean, her views on the war may have turned out to history has told us that the war was a bunch of bullshit, but at that time, that was not the thing to do. And
absolutely.
All right,
not.
Hold on. We might have to hang up on Jerry.
Oh, come on.
Because, Kendra?
Yes, because the I got a text message telling me that this is a different number now to call her at.
Oh. All right, so listen, you go, because all I was going to do was bitch about Jeff Sessions trying to roll back the laws in six states where marijuana can be used recreationally.
How dare
we could certainly talk about that next week.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
So
love you all, and I'll speak to you next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Uncle Jerry.
Yeah, we like
him.
Right,
we love him.
Yeah.
All right, let's get off with him. Because, like, literally, you know, I'm not near my phone because it was still hanging up on the thing, and then they give me a different number to call her at.
There you go.
Which is not the number and the...
Dun.
So many extenuating circumstances with the extenuating
circumstances. We only got 15 minutes left.
Shut up, Joe. I'm working as fast as I fucking can.
Hey.
Well, Watchmo Hoosits ain't on tonight either, so we can go over by 5 minutes if we have to.
Well, if you want to.
I don't want to, but I want to fucking make sure that we're right.
Oh. All
right, so let's just do this. We'll see if we can get a hold of her.
Okay. Hey. Can we watch a video again?
I don't even know what Danny's doing.
Where is Danny?
Danny is here.
Danny's here, but I don't know what he's doing.
Hello.
Hi, Kendra.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to Ham Radio.
Holy crap. I called the other, what number am I supposed to, don't say it on the air, obviously, because we're on the air.
Okay.
Because I called the other number. And and I got someone picked up and said it's not, you know,
they weren't you.
They weren't you.
So
and they
awkward.
Ever call them?
So
had a very sexy voice, by the way.
Yes, it was very nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's okay. We were watching your porn anyway. It was very good.
Yeah.
We were on vixen.com and we were enjoying your porno. And I gotta say,
it was quite entertaining.
It was quite entertaining. And we don't know how the fuck you took that guy's giant penis.
Wow.
We're still trying to figure that out. Because your body is very small.
Yeah.
That guy's dick was like a quarter length of your body.
God.
So I don't know what the hell.
Yeah.
What the hell happened? Well, anyway, we're on the phone with the beautiful Kendra Sunderland.
Yes,
so we made this work. That happened. And the thing about it, Kendra's texting the Wrangler, like, she's waiting on us, it was like definitely the wrong. I have like a whole bunch of numbers for you. Okay. So now expect some dick pics. But I have a whole bunch of numbers for you. But we finally got a hold of you, so we'll now while you're on the phone, we can actually hype this while you're here.
Yeah.
The Signature Collection Fleshlight from Vixen.com and of course Fleshlight.com. They put the stuff on your vagina and make this. How long did that take? Because it seems like what they're saying right here is it's amazingly accurate in this
one. It is. It's extremely accurate. And it doesn't actually take that long for them to do the molding process, but it's very thorough. And when I saw my actual fleshlight, I was just shocked because it looks exactly the same.
Wow.
Yes. You have a very nice pussy, if I can say that to you.
Oh.
I have seen the pussy in the movies, and now I can hold the pussy in the palm of my hands while I hold something else in the palm of my hands. And I got to say, it's perfect labia. Her clitoris is, look at the pictures, for Christ's sake. The perfect labia, perfect little clit that you have. I mean, everything's amazing. That's why I don't understand. Like, she looks like when you watch these movies with Kendra, and you're on, like, Vixen.com and everything else that she is a part of. By the way, you're a Vixen Angel, am I correct?
Yeah,
that
Vixen
is the
Angel
title,
either.
Right? All right, so when you're watching, because first off, Vixen.com, by the way, amazing cinematography, for Christ's sake. It's just like, it's a real movie.
It's very well.
There's a plot.
Very well lit.
Yeah, well lit. Like, it's not, there is no way is this a shitty movie.
There's an excellent view in the window.
Yes. Like, they make everything look pretty. And not that you need help looking pretty, but like everything, Even, I think there was even makeup on the guy's dick. I mean, they really went all out. They came out with that. Like, they came out with a one of those poofy fuck makeup and put it on his cock and everything. They,
laugh it all over again.
Yeah. They, but the thing that every movie that you do though, and from the moment like when you did the cam and everything else, I'm telling you, you remind me so much of the girl that lives at the girl next door who happens to let you see you naked. That is like the definite, like in the whole beginning of the movie, you're standing near a window.
You're bringing back childhood memories for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. And like, it's like, that's what I'm saying. Your movies, you watch those movies and it's like, you get like a glimpse into that girl's life. So like Kendra plays, no matter what role she's playing, she plays a dual role. No matter what she's playing, it's always, like, it's the girl next door for my fantasy. And then you have the actual part. Like, Danny has up, from Vixen.com, we have the movie where you, bang your teacher. Or no, you bang your boss. You bang your boss.
My boss?
Yeah. Which was fucking amazing. First off, I especially like the part where you're jerking the guy off through his pants and his dickhead is near his knee. Cause that would happen to anybody else. And then the one I fucking love was the one I watched, where you fuck your dad's friend.
Yeah, that was the first one that I've ever done. And I actually won an award on that scene at ABN for
see?
Best Boy Girl.
See? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, she won an award. That's how good that movie is.
First time out,
she wins an award. That's how good that movie is. That's why you need to go to Vixen.com, register, and then you can watch that movie, and that movie that I'm talking about, we have up the one where you bang the boss, but you can watch, if you go to Vixen.com, you can actually register, get in there, and then you can check out, the rest of the movies that are up there, and you could see you in action, and I'm telling you, it's like you were destined to do porn. Like, it's the weirdest thing, because you were a cam chick that was in a library showing her titties off. And doing naughty stuff. Then you got in trouble for that. Then it made all the press and you got all the news and it went everywhere else. Then your name became, you were the library girl and blah, 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 blah. But then now I don't know how to explain it. Like, you in front of a camera, it's like, it comes natural to you. It's like, make it a porno, like, secondhand for you?
I guess so. I was really nervous about how I would do, but as soon as I started acting and taking pictures, like, they were really impressed with just the way that I did everything. And they didn't believe me that it was my first time, but it just came naturally to me. I guess I just enjoyed being in front of the camera.
But was that like what sex is like with you, since I'm never going to actually ever have sex with you? Is that what sex is like with you? Like, were you like that? Were you that expressive, that erotic when you were having regular, like when you were, when you're banging your boyfriend, is that like what it's like every time? Or is it more like, oh, there's no cameras around, let me just pull down the sweatpants and turn the panties to the side? What is that? Because I imagine.
Well, I mean, I act the same, but I mean, we just, I guess, do different positions, because certain positions that I do look good for the camera, and other ones I like to do in my personal life. So, but I act the same way as I do in porn, I guess.
Yeah, it's amazing shit. Like, Danny was even, Danny lost track. We were talking, because when we couldn't get you on the phone, we're playing the movie while we're all bullshitting about it, and I'm trying to get the Wrangler on the phone, and we're doing all this stuff and trying to get everybody, trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. And my producer lost track of time as he stared at you. You're taking it side saddle, vaginally. And he like lost track. He's like, how am I supposed to talk? Do you see this in front of me right now?
I think
he
went into a coma.
Yeah, because like, first off, I don't know where she puts the cock. I don't know where she doesn't have that big of a body.
But
she,
that guy was huge, and he disappeared.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know where it goes. I mean, when like she gets a runny nose when he comes.
Well, I might have to use the fleshlight to find out.
Oh, I don't even think she's that. I don't think in real life she's that deep. Like, the fleshlight might have added on some stuff to it.
What do you think, it's a camera trick?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. This guy was, his dick was so big he had an elbow. It was monstrous.
They do that with a blue screen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a stunt pussy. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was, but either way, it was beautiful, and she just,
absolutely,
like,
yeah.
The whole part, there was a scene where she's masturbating.
Extremely erotic.
That's what I'm saying, I don't even, Vixen.com makes these awesome movies
where
they're long, and they got a story, and it's stuff that, like, me and Joe, we like the stories.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
and everything.
Thing, yeah.
But, like, I definitely would have finished when she was masturbating in the bed. Oh. I would have jerked off and be done. Like, I would have been done. There's no doubt in my mind.
Absolutely.
And like with the little piercings. Ugh.
You guys should also check out blacked.com.
Yes.
I'm also on that site, and the cocks are even bigger, so I think you're gonna be even more like
that's the guy with the elbow.
Yeah, we have that video up as well. If you go to hamradioshow.com, we have the blacked video up, and Danny goes, yeah, that guy's cock is three times the size of the other guy's cock. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know where it goes.
Where does it go in this little body of Kendra Sunderland?
It's amazing it doesn't come out the other side.
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised there's not two Kendras. Like, she's not cut in half by his fucking penis.
Maybe it deflates.
Who's the guy that you fuck in Blacked? In that movie?
It's Mandingo.
Mandingo. Oh, there you go. There you go.
There you go.
A name I shall never be called.
Yeah.
I will never be called Mandingo.
Yeah.
Never.
Shrimp is more
like it. My nickname when I take my pants off is, where is it? That's my nickname. It's sad. And with this fucking weather, by the way, I look like fucking Caitlyn Jenner. I'm fucking transgender.
Really? It's incredible.
Now I'm a chick every time I drop my pants.
I know.
All right, so Kendra... Fleshlight, Vixen.com, Black.com, the Signature Collection Fleshlight is out right now. We do have to get the hell out of here because the show's going to be over. We finally got a hold of you, but the show's over already. We'd love to talk to you more. We love you.
Yeah, anytime.
We will heavily promote everything that you do because you're one hell of a woman, and we love every inch of you from the bottom to the top, baby. It's what we do.
That's right, we do.
It is.
Aww,
it is. Is there anything that you want to plug right now before we get going?
Just follow me on Twitter at KS Library Girl.
There you go.
Okay.
That's all you need to know. See how simplistic KS Library Girl. Boom. Yeah. Boom. You're done. Yep. I'm going to write something later. She's going to fucking, she'll retweet it, mm-hmm. and it'll become the greatest fucking thing in the world.
Absolutely.
That's how many fans she has, because everyone loves her.
Mm-hmm.
That's how big of a name she is. That's how big Kendra Sutherland is. And when she's going to go on, she's going to be like one of those girls that you talk about, like when you know how like they usually talk about all the other porn stars that have come and gone,
sure.
and they're like, oh yeah, that's my, you know, that's who I used to jerk off to. This is going to be the girl that you jerk off to.
Yeah.
This is the one. First movie out, she got an AVN award. Boom. That's why, that's how good she is. And you need to go check it out. She's our Spank Bank Girl of the Week. You need to check it out, hamradioshow.com. Got the movies up there. You can check it out for yourself just to see her in action. Then join for yourself. Kendra, thank you for being on the show, baby.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'd love to have you. I'm going to have you later, but it's okay.
Only thing, you won't know it.
I'm going to use her flashlight. I'll have her.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, baby. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Round of applause.
Yeah, okay.
My beautiful Kendra Sutherland. Oh, my God. What if we fucked up and we still carried out the show?
Yeah, we
look at that.
Yeah.
With 2 minutes to spare.
Look at that.
We're the fucking best people in the world.
They don't know who we are.
It's all right. Hit the music.
On. You just
it's
can't
the,
hear it.
Yeah, I hear it. It's the Ham Radio Show. Remember, free speech is never silent. Always speak the fuck up. Kendra Sutherland, Martin Casaus. Everybody, you gotta check out everything we do. Check out the replay. Check out everything going on unfilteredradionetwork.com. And remember, if you're gonna fuck that chicken, remember, watch the Kendra movie first.
That's right.
Learn what to do with your dick, then fuck the chicken. We'll see you next week. Until then, I say AMF, my friends. That means adios, motherfucker!
You.
Shut up, Billy. I'm in a hole. Yay! Shut up!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.